Well, ladies, welcome back to the table. We are in lesson number 30 of our Bible study in 2 Peter. And if you are safe at home and you've got your Bible there, you can open up to 2 Peter verses 12 through 15 today. And if you're not near a Bible, that's okay, because we just invite you to listen and learn, and we hope this inspires you. Our teacher, Connie Stampfel, is here. Hey, Connie, welcome to the table again.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, this one is titled Reminder to Pursue Holiness. And Connie, I think I know what the theme of this is, but what do you hope people pull out of this today?
Well, I think this lesson will tell us again, Peter at the end of his life is saying, this is what you need to remember.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm going to read the verses for today, and then Connie will teach us, and we'll do a little interacting here. But in verse 12, it says, therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. I think it is right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that by the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me. And I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able any time to recall these things.
All right. And so Peter is giving, this is a beautiful word, I think, because again, it's the most important thing he wants them to know in all of what's going on and what is at the end of his life, because he says, therefore, I intend always to remind you. And so he wants them to remember, and they, like us, forget things. And so remind you of these qualities. We've talked about the qualities several times, the love, the brotherly kindness, the steadfastness, self-control, virtue, faith, knowledge, all of those things. Mm-hmm. And saying, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. And Peter is acknowledging that they do know Jesus Christ. They have the gospel. They are established in the truth of the gospel, and these qualities are seen in their lives, but he wants them to grow in them and have them become more and more. And truly, as a Christian, we never quite perfectly arrive, because we can continue to grow.
Yes.
Always.
Always opportunity.
Right. And Peter himself in his life, I think, showed that he grew in the Lord, because here at the end of his life, he's really concerned about the sheep of the flock and not about himself. Because then he goes on in verse 13 and he says, I think it right, as long as I am in this body, or actually, literally, it's tent or tabernacle. And so we're getting the idea of, again, the dwelling with God idea, to stir you up by way of reminder, and so to encourage them. He wants them to remember this very thing. Since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon. And so Peter's talking about he knows he's going to die very soon. Mm-hmm. And he says, as our Lord Jesus made clear to me. And we don't know for sure, but it seems that God, Jesus Christ, has revealed to Peter that his death will be soon. It's imminent. And as best we know, at this point, he is in a prison cell in Rome. And Nero is emperor, and Nero was persecuting the church. And by tradition, Peter was crucified by Nero upside down by Peter's choice. And so we know that's coming. But we also know that Jesus had told Peter about how he was going to die. And so we're going to go back to John chapter 21 and just read a couple verses about what Jesus told Peter about his death.
Yes, you can find these in 18 and 19 in John 21. And Jesus is saying, truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you to where you do not want to go. This he said to show what kind of death he was going to use to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, follow me.
Yes. And so Peter knows the type of death he's going to have that will glorify God, and he's ready to do that. And truly, as we think back to 1 Peter, when Peter talked again about suffering, 1 Peter 4:16 talked about suffering for Jesus Christ and glorifying him in whatever circumstances we're in. And that's what Peter is facing and what he's ready to do. We also know that here in this life, this body, it's temporary, and I think it's an apt metaphor to talk about our earthly life as a tent.
Yes.
Because tents get packed up and moved, and we're in a temporary dwelling. We know that we've got an eternal body coming for us, and so we're going to look at a passage in Corinthians that's going to help us understand, again, that idea of being here temporarily, but we've got more to hope for.
Oh, and I really need to hear this myself today. Mm-hmm. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. And in my version, it's titled, Our Heavenly Dwelling. And it says, For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on, we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared for us this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in this body, we are away from the Lord. So we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil.
Yes. And so again, we've got that hope of the heavenly body, a hope of eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven, and also realize that what we do in this life does count. It does matter. And throughout Scripture, it does talk about rewards in heaven. And so we want to make sure that we are faithful and following Jesus Christ. There's also Paul talking about a time when he thought he might be killed. He wasn't sure, but in Philippians 1:21, there's a beautiful verse about why he's living and actually how he views death also.
Yes, I love this one too, Connie. It says, For me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Yes, and I think Peter understood that completely. He knew that when his life as a pastor, as the tender of the flock for Jesus Christ was over, he would be with Jesus Christ forever. And live or die, he was ready to be there for Christ. And then finally in our passage for today, Peter writes, he says, And I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things. And interestingly, that word for departure is the Greek word exodon, which is from which we get the word exodus. And so again, we see that idea of going out from something, but actually going out to something better. Mm.
Well, Connie, thank you so much for this study. Ladies, there's many more things to learn in the study guide and to talk about with those around your own table. And we hope you can do that. Go to our website, naomistable.com, and you can download lesson number 30, as we've talked about today. And in just a moment, Nancy LeMay will be back here with me, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about what this looks like carried out in our lives today. We'll be right back.